Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Pennsylvania is the place today for the presidential candidates. Vice President Harris will be in Erie, former President Trump in the Philadelphia suburbs. And ABC's Mary Bruce says over the weekend, Trump continued his focus on immigration,
promising to hire 10,000 new Border Patrol agents.
So I will rescue Arizona and every town across America that has been invaded and conquered. They've been conquered. They're conquering the towns.
Trump is also using increasingly dark rhetoric to describe his political opponents, saying he might need to use the military against them.
Federal authorities say power in Florida expected to be fully restored by Tuesday night. There are still about 400,000 outages from Hurricane Milton. On Florida's East Coast.
And liftoff. Liftoff.
Europa Clipper's on its way to Jupiter's moon Europa. It's expected to reach the moon in 5.5 years. It took off atop a Falcon Heavy rocket. This is ABC News. Jury selection's underway in the trial of an Indiana man accused of killing two teenage girls in 2017.
A video that 14-year-old Libby German took with her phone shows a man walking along the trail where she and her 13-year-old friend Abby Williams disappeared on February 13, 2017. Prosecutors say that man is Richard Allen, that he killed the two friends that day around the town of Delphi, Indiana.
We'll probably never really know what happened that day. We might hear it in court.
Allen's trial begins today with the start of jury selection. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
If convicted, Allen could spend the rest of his life in prison. Halloween's just around the corner, but it could be a scary one for retailers. The National Retail Federation predicts consumer spending related to Halloween will drop by 5% this year. And the temperature today in Phoenix, Arizona, expected to reach the triple digits. If it gets there, it would be the city's 21st day in a row with a record high. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Sweet chocolate reward. Sweet chocolate reward.
This is not just the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat at Walgreens. This is the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat right after receiving all their vaccines in one trip. This is the sound of treating yourself, because you protected yourself.
Stop by or schedule both your flu and COVID-19 vaccines today and grab yourself a sweet treat while you're at it. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor.
Hi, Doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Crisp and cool today as we sit under a mix of sun and clouds as high temperatures reach the low 50s. Winds are pulling out of the northwest and scattered showers are possible this afternoon, but we quickly clear on out and drop cold overnight, allowing for frost by morning. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A fatal shooting at a Milwaukee youth football game. Ted Allen has more.
It happened during a youth flag football game Saturday afternoon on the city's south side. The stadium was cleared while police took a 47-year-old man hit by gunfire to a hospital where he later died. Milwaukee police are looking for a suspect after initially taking a 37-year-old man into custody, but determining he wasn't connected to the homicide.
A new report says Wisconsin is second in the nation in the number of dam failures. The Wisconsin Policy Forum says that since 2000, 34 dams in Wisconsin have failed. Only South Carolina has seen more failures. 28 of those failures have occurred since 2018. That's a sign of aging and failing infrastructure. The report also blames climate change for a string of wet years across the country that's left Wisconsin dealing with more water. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access Durand, Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance downtown Durand, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com and Sundstrom & Company, your local tax experts, downtown Durand. Over the weekend, some western Wisconsin poultry farmers contracted to grow chickens for Pure Prairie Poultry were forced to sell the chickens for $1 after the company walked away. Pure Prairie Poultry closed its processing plant in Charles City and then stopped paying for feed for more than 1 million chickens in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa. Some of the flocks have not been fed for over 9 days, and while Minnesota and Iowa have procedures in place to take over the flocks, Wisconsin does not. Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden says he does plan on reaching out to Governor Tony Evers on the need to look into having plans in place.
Policy stuff, we're going to have to get down into it and look at it very seriously and see what we can affect, because the state of Minnesota and the state of Iowa, they have a safety net for poultry growers. The state of Wisconsin doesn't. That means I got to get with Governor Evers' office and say, hey, man, we're going to have to look at this and see if we can have a statewide safety net for all of our agriculture industry. So I was unaware that that didn't exist here in Wisconsin. So, yeah, there's a whole bunch of work to do here.
In a statement to WRDN Radio, Wisconsin Department of Agriculture spokesperson Sam Goh said, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection does not have the statutory authority to assume control of the birds unless it's related to an animal disease response, unquote. The Eau Claire Police Department is warning the public of fraud cases. An Anoka County missing persons case led Eau Claire police officers to solving a fraud case. Officers found the missing person in a Eau Claire hotel who was there to pay who they believe to be an FBI agent $32,000. The fraud suspect entered the hotel as police spoke with hotel staff and was identified as 40-year-old Chikamar Patel. Police recovered the $32,000. Wisconsin's next AI meeting will hear from both big tech and local news managers. The Study Committee on the Regulation of Artificial Intelligence is meeting tomorrow at UW-Stout. Representatives from both Google and Microsoft are scheduled to speak to lawmakers. So are local news managers from La Crosse. The panel is trying to find ways where Wisconsin can regulate artificial intelligence and find out where AI's biggest threats are. The hope is to have something for lawmakers to vote on sometime next year. Wisconsin's Attorney General says he's ready to defend the results of the November election. Attorney General Josh Kull said on Upfront yesterday that he has the utmost confidence in Wisconsin's electoral system. Kull said Wisconsin's elections are safe and secure and have been tested over and over again. Some voters have lingering questions about the 2020 election in Wisconsin. Kull said those election results, however, stood up to several legal challenges. He says his office defended the last election and is ready to do the same again this year. It's the first sign of the holiday season. The Canadian Pacific Railroad says the holiday train will be making stops in western Wisconsin and southeastern Minnesota December 10th. The train will be in La Crosse on December 10th at 2:15 p.m., Winona at 3:45, Wabasha at 5:45, and Hastings at 8:15. The train will eventually make its way all the way to Canada's west coast a few days before Christmas. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have you done anything to feel whole today? Did you get moving? Did you stay connected? Did you gift yourself a moment of peace? No matter what helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support you with world-class expertise and whole person care to keep you healthy and happy in body, mind, and spirit for your whole life. Feeling whole always begins at AdventHealth.com.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
As the construction for the new Tarrant Park pool moves forward, the city is starting to look for staff, including a pool director. Drain Mayor Patrick Mellorn says if anyone's interested, they should contact the city administrator.
Yeah, if anybody would be possibly interested in that, feel free to get a hold of the city administrator down here at City Hall. Be happy to give you get out a job description and talk a little bit about what, again, it's a part-time seasonal job, of course. But again, we're going to be opening that up, looking for a pool director for the new facility.
The new pool is expected to open in June of 2025. Some kids in Chippewa Falls could be going to different schools in the not-too-distant future. That city's school district is looking to redraw the elementary school boundaries. The school board said they're looking at new boundaries for all 6 elementary schools. The hope is to have a new map for the city schools by the start of the next school year. A new report says Wisconsin is second in the nation in the number of dam failures. The Wisconsin Policy Forum says since 2000, 34 dams in Wisconsin have failed. Only South Carolina has seen more failures. The report says 28 of those 34 dams have failed since 2018. The report says it's a sign of aging and failing infrastructure. The report also blames the string of wet years across the country that's left Wisconsin dealing with more rain than in the past. The murder trial of Adam Fravel is expected to get underway in Mankato later this week. 11 of the 12 jurors needed to start the trial have been picked as of Friday. 5 alternates will also have to be selected before that trial begins. Fravel is accused of killing his ex-girlfriend, Madeline Kingsbury, who was found dead in Fillmore County last year. Opening arguments in the case are now expected to begin on Thursday. Wisconsin continues to see attention from the presidential candidates as it's a battleground state. Tim Walz will bring the presidential race back to Eau Claire today. Walz is scheduled to rally in Eau Claire before heading off to another visit in Green Bay. Meanwhile, Harris is also expected to come back to Wisconsin. She will be in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay on Thursday. All of the trips by both candidates, President Trump's also been in Wisconsin as of late, are the latest sign of just how close Wisconsin is. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy heating needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
A different kind of football was at Lambeau Field over the weekend. Girls flag football teams from four Wisconsin high schools competed in a tournament during halftime of Sunday's game between the Packers and Arizona Cardinals. The tournament featured matchups between Blackhawk and Kickapoo and Muskego versus Verona. It was part of an effort by the Packers to encourage girls to play sports and stay active. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Crisp and cool today as we sit under a mix of sun and clouds as high temperatures reach the low 50s. Winds are pulling out of the northwest and scattered showers are possible this afternoon, but we quickly clear on out and drop cold overnight, allowing for frost by morning. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 844-53-BIBLE. That's 844-53-BIBLE, 844-53-BIBLE.
Jordan Love passed for 258 yards and four touchdowns to lead the Packers to their second straight win, 34-13, over the Arizona Cardinals at Lambeau on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Christian Watson and Jaden Reed each caught a touchdown pass, and Romeo Doubs hauled in a pair while the Packers rushed for 179 yards on the ground. There would be no slow starts for the Packers on this day as Jordan Love helped put 24 on the board in the first half.
It was huge. You know, that was the goal for us coming in this game, was to be able to start fast and get in that rhythm. And obviously, I think the first drive, not coming with points was tough, but we were able to, you know, build on that and get back and start building on that rhythm we wanted to have. So, like I said, we take it 1 week at a time, but it was nice to come out here and just have that rhythm and, you know, execute on offense.
Defensively, the Packers collected three more takeaways to give them 17 in the first six games. That's just one fewer than the 18 they had all of last year. Football Badgers crushing Rutgers 42-7 on Saturday. Running back Tui Walker ran for 198 yards and three touchdowns in the win.
And that was the motto coming in this game. We know that they win their games by being physical, and we just had to be more physical than them this week. And my O-line showed. Defense started off. Defense been doing an amazing job setting the tone. They have a great running back, great running game. Our defense played their ball game today, and offense just matched their energy.
Former Badger basketball coach Bo Ryan inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame on Sunday.
It was my supreme honor to coach you. I will cherish the memories we share for the rest of my life. I want you to know that as I accept this honor tonight, I accept it for all of us and all of you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Top-ranked Badger women's hockey team pulled off a two-game sweep of number 3 Minnesota Duluth with a 7-3 win on Sunday. The Badgers off to a 6-0 start this season. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
Larson gains momentum with a win and a post-race disqualification changes the round of eight. I'm Kyle Rickey. Those stories next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Welcome to Homestead Miami, your home for the racing highlife. A track as vibrant and colorful as South Florida. An Xfinity and Craftsman Truck Series playoffs doubleheader on Saturday. A Cup Series playoffs showdown on Sunday. And it's all caliente.
Side by side for the race lead.
NASCAR Playoffs Weekend at Homestead Miami Speedway, October 26th and 27th. Get your tickets now at homesteadmiamispeedway.com.
Hell of a job, guys.
Relive the thrills of over 50 years of NASCAR racing with the Motor Racing Network's Classic Race.
36th Annual Southern 500. They come down to the start-finish line. Bill Elliott and David Pearson get down.
We dig into the MRN audio vault for unforgettable races and moments.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500.
Available on MRN.com and podcast platform.
Fallon Kulwicki out of turn number four, the new Winston Cup champion. He does it across the line.
MRN Classic Races.
Hendrick Motorsports driver Kyle Larson dominated much of yesterday's Bank of America Roval 400 at the Charlotte Motor Speedway, leading 62 of 110 laps, including the final 33 to claim the win. The win advances Larson into the eight-driver round of the playoffs. His teammate Alex Bowman, however, failed post-race minimum height requirements and was disqualified and moved to the 38th finishing position. That result means Bowman will not advance to the round of eight after initially making the cut, and Joey Logano will now remain in the playoffs after originally being eliminated. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Sunny Skies CBD is a veteran and family-owned and operated soil-to-oil CBD business that provides high-quality and consistent CBD products, all manufactured in our food-grade lab in Durand, offering a variety of CBD, CBG, CBN, and Delta-8 products, including oils, topicals, and edibles. Visit the store at 100 West Main Street in Durand or order online with free shipping at sunnyskiescbd.com. That's sunnyskiescbd.com.
When the forecast calls for frost, pay attention to the forages your cattle are grazing on. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Some forages become toxic when they're nipped by the cold, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Pride. It runs deep for those in agriculture, but that pride can also prevent farmers from asking for help when it's needed most. An injury, illness, or natural disaster is a heavy burden for any operation to bear. Farm Rescue is here to help shoulder that burden. We are a nonprofit organization helping farm families in crisis with free planting, haying, and harvesting assistance. There is no pride lost when it comes to Farm Rescue. Learn more at farmrescue.org.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Forage crops such as Sudan grass, sorghum, and sorghum Sudan grass hybrids will build up a toxic gas called prussic acid. Cattle and sheep are very susceptible to prussic acid poisoning. Signs include staggering, labored breathing, spasms, and foaming at the mouth, and they can die within an hour if not treated.
There are steps you can take to prevent it. If you haven't had a frost yet, avoid grazing on nights when there's a chance for frost because the toxin will develop in the plant within hours. Rebecca Vitito is an extension field agronomist at Iowa State University. She also recommends not grazing any wilted plants or new regrowth coming from those plants.
When it's developing that new regrowth is going to have really high potential levels of that prussic acid. We want people to wait to graze until that new growth is at least 18 to 20 inches or 24 to 30 inches for like sorghum sedan grass. Now, sometimes in the fall, like in Iowa, you know, if it's not that tall, you know, once we have that light frost, I don't expect those warm season annuals to grow a whole lot more.
Your next option is to stop grazing the forage and harvest it to feed later.
You know, if you were to mow it and let it dry, those forages should be safe to feed within 5 to 6 days after being dried. So that would be one potential option there. You could also chop it for silage. And then if we wait the proper time, usually we want to delay feeding that silage for at least 8 weeks after ensiling. That's also going to greatly reduce that risk.
If there is a concern with harvested forages, have a forage sample tested to eliminate any concerns with feeding. Learn more about prussic acid and frosty forages at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With auto pay using debit or bank account, plus taxes and fees, 45% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers, plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
49 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of farm markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, November milk down 20 to 2083. December down 6 to 2052. January and February both down 8. January at 2018. February at 1966. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets, they're lower. Barrels down 4.25 to 184.5. 40-pound blocks down 3/4 to 188. 1 trade a barrel, 4 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1 to 260, 1.5, 33 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1/4 to 135.5, 2 trades on the day. Dry waste steady at 59.5, 1 trade on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live and feeder cattle markets mostly higher. Some of the nearbys, though, are a little bit lower. Now, boxed beef prices are higher today, and that is supporting the markets. Also, we do have some weakness in some of the grain contracts, and that's helping to support the markets as well. Now, the cash cattle market will have to move higher as well to continue the supportive trade in both live and feeder cattle markets. Hog markets, meanwhile, they are moving mostly lower, with the exception in the nearby month. The pork cutout values were higher, but most of the contracts are lower as the trade is still concerned about domestic consumer report following last week's weaker demand. Unless traders see that better consumer demand this week, the market could potentially trade lower. October live cattle down 30 cents to 188.30. December up 35 cents to 187.92. February up 47 cents to 188.67. October feeder cattle down 42 cents to 249.32. November down 2 cents to 249.77. January up 40 cents to 247.65. October hogs up 5 cents to 84.12. December down 2.37 to 75.27. February down $1.87 to 79.27. 1927. Chicago Board of Trade today. Corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower. Harvest pressure and limited fresh supportive news is noted for the lower corn trade today, along with a not-so-great finish on the chart Friday. Negative close after the USDA numbers provided lackluster buying interest, and that is extended into Monday as the production numbers on the WASDE report were slightly bigger than the average gas, but within expectations. Soybeans moving up mostly lower. The trade is balancing news of mixed yield results and the USDA WASDE numbers from Friday. Warm and dry weather will keep pushing the harvest further ahead of average. Also, there's still some beneficial rains happening in portions of South America. Wheat futures moving mostly lower. Wheat trade needs a bullish fresh news to extend the range higher. The WASDE report Friday had the world carry out at 257.2 million bushels versus 256.4 million, which was nothing to get the bulls excited about. Warm and dry weather will keep challenging plain seeding, while the Black Sea area is expecting to see some moisture relief. December corn down 6 to 409 and 3 quarters. March down 7 and a quarter to 425 and 3 quarters. May down 7 and 3 quarters to 434. New crop 25 down 7 and a half to 442 and a half. November beans down 4 and 3 quarters to 10 and 3 quarters. January and March both down 5 and 3 quarters. January at 1015 and a quarter. March 1029 and a quarter. New crop 25 down 6 and a half to 1049 and a quarter. December soybean meal up $1.90 to 317. December soybean oil, though, down $1.36 to $41.97. Chicago wheat, December down 12 and a quarter to 586 and three quarters. March down 12 and a half to 609 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat, December down 13 to 630 and three quarters. And March down 12 and a quarter to 652 and a quarter. Energy markets today, November crude oil down $1.62 to 73.94. December down $1.53 to 73.32. Meanwhile, November and December gas both down 4 cents, November at 210, December at 208. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. A poultry company abandons farmers in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Contract chicken growers for Pure Prairie Poultry in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Minnesota have been abandoned by the company. The Minnesota-based company filed for bankruptcy on September 20th in an attempt to restart a processing plant in Iowa. That bankruptcy was denied. Then company officials notified its growers September 30th it could no longer buy feed for the chickens. Wisconsin Farm Bureau Vice President Joe Brager says this has been an issue for the farmers involved for several months.
In talking with some of these folks, probably since April, a lot of them have struggled to get paid, and they have a lot invested in this. A lot of them have to buy feed and their utilities depending on the contract. Not only that, but for their efforts for raising the flock, taking care of the flock, and they have a lot invested in these facilities. And it was being milked along, okay? The company says, we're working on something, expect something to happen. We're going to restructure. We're going to do these things. And just shortly here, a bit ago, pretty much threw away the keys and walked away, and now these farmers are left with absolutely zero resources.
Some of the flocks in Wisconsin were not fed for over 9 days, and while Minnesota and Iowa have procedures in place to take over the flocks, the state of Wisconsin does not. Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden says he does plan on reaching out to Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers on the need for a state safety net.
And then the policy stuff, we're going to have to get down into it and look at it very seriously and see what we can affect, because the state of Minnesota and the state of Iowa, they have a safety net for poultry growers. The state of Wisconsin doesn't. That means I got to get with Governor Evers' office and say, hey, man, we're going to have to look at this and see if we can have a statewide safety net for all of our agriculture industry. So I was unaware that that didn't exist here in Wisconsin. So, yeah, there's a whole bunch of work to do here.
In November of 2022, the company was given $6.9 million in grants and $38.7 million in USDA guaranteed loans to reopen a previously closed broiler chicken processing facility in Charles City, Iowa, that was considered a near state-of-the-art facility. Van Orden, a member of the House Ag Committee, says an oversight investigation into the company and USDA will be opened.
We have opened up an oversight investigation into that company, and we're going to look at the USDA and that company. I want to know where that money went.
The collapse of the company and the lack of state authority to take over the flocks in Wisconsin has forced Wisconsin farmers to try to sell the chickens for $1 before they starve. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm Brian Winnikens, Agriculture America, presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikens. The fallout from the closing of Pure Prairie Poultry continues to affect contract growers in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa. The Fairfax, Minnesota company walked away from its growers, leaving over 1.6 million chickens without feed. In November of 2022, the company was given $6.9 million in grants and $38.7 million in USDA guaranteed loans to reopen the previously closed broiler chicken processing facility in Charles City, Iowa, considered a near state-of-the-art facility. Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden, a member of the House Ag Committee, says an oversight investigation into the company and USDA will be opened.
We have opened up an oversight investigation into that company, and we're going to look at the USDA and that company. I want to know where that money went.
The collapse of the company and the lack of state authority to take over the flocks in Wisconsin forced Wisconsin farmers to try to sell over 100,000 chickens for $1 before those chickens starved. The milk production forecast for 2024 has been lowered from last month in the USDA WASDE report on slightly less growth in milk per cow. The milk production forecast for 2025 was also reduced on slower growth in milk per cow. Recent declines in butter and cheese prices are reflected in lower 2024 and 2025 price forecasts. The non-fat dry milk and whey prices were raised for both years on recent price strength and expected demand strength. The Class 3 price forecasts are lowered for both 2024 and 2025, as price declines in cheese more than offset higher whey prices. The Class 4 price forecasts are also lowered. The all-milk price forecast for 2024 was lowered to 2280 a hundredweight. The 2025 forecast has been lowered to 2275 a hundredweight. Wisconsin corn production was forecast at 535 million bushels, down 3% from the previous year, according to USDA's crop production report. Based on conditions as of October 1st, yields are expected to average 182 bushels an acre, up 6 bushels per acre from last year. An estimated 2.94 million acres planted will be harvested for grain. Soybean production is forecast at 112 million bushels, up 7% from the previous year. The yield is forecast at 53 bushels per acre, 2 bushels per acre higher than 2023, 2.12 million acres are expected to be harvested. And production of alfalfa and alfalfa mixtures for hay is forecast at 2.56 million tons, up 48% from the previous year. Yield is expected to average 3.2 tons per acre. That's up 0.5 tons per acre from last year. Oregon Department of Agriculture rewrote its regulations on dairies following pushback from some small farmers. Previously, the ODA had warned dairy farmers that they could face fines if they failed to register as confined animal feeding operations, or CAFOs. In a memo from last year, the agency said several raw milk producers were ignoring the registration requirement, creating environmental concerns and generating complaints from other dairies. However, critics argued the state's criteria was too broad and would have saddled small businesses with regulatory requirements meant for large-scale farms. It would have been very cost-prohibitive for us to continue to operate the way we do today, if at all, said Sarah King with Godspeed Hollow, a two-cow farm in Newburgh. And that could have been the cause for many other farms that look like us in the state. In January, King joined three other raw milk farmers in a lawsuit against ODA, accusing the state of protecting the corporate milk industry. These rules don't make sense for the small dairies because they don't create the kind of problems posed by larger farming operations, said Bobby Taylor, a lawyer for the plaintiffs. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
I'm Paul Hamilton, your choice for state senate. Since 2014, our legislature has refused federal dollars to help expand health care in Wisconsin. We left well over $1 billion of our own federal tax dollars on the table. Accepting federal dollars will help rural Wisconsin and save us money. Vote for me, and I'll vote for you to ensure that we have a strong medical system in rural Wisconsin at a good price. I'm Paul Hamilton, and I approve this message, paid for by the committee to elect Paul Hamilton for state senate.
Cooler weather to start the week in our ag weather forecast, but a warming trend will develop midweek, which will bring temperatures back to above normal levels through the upcoming weekend. Now, there'll also still be some elevated fire weather conditions as well Wednesday and Thursday as it will become breezy. The next chance of area-wide rainfall comes late Friday into Saturday. Partly sunny throughout the day today, a slight chance of a shower. Highs 48 to 53, relative humidities at 41 to 46%. Northwest winds at 7 to 12. We'll see about 5 hours of sunshine. Tonight, cloudy and a chance of showers late. 50% chance and areas of frost expected. Lows 28 to 33, relative humidities at 95 to 100%. North winds at 6 to 11. We'll see an isolated chance of some precipitation. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs 49 to 54, relative humidities at 43%, and north winds at 7 to 12, and about 10 hours of sunshine. Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs 55 to 60. Thursday, sunny, warmer, highs 65 to 70. Friday, sunny, highs 70 to 75. Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of showers, highs 65 to 70.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
To this day, when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that setting sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done, but we were just getting started. I was singing to you, you were singing to me. I was so alive, never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter and we sang, oh, 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 oh. Stayed there till they forced us out and took the long way to your house. I can still hear the sound of you saying don't go. When I think about you, I think about 17 Marie, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday night. Springsteen. I bumped into you by happenstance. You probably wouldn't even know who I am. But if I whispered your name, I bet there'd still be a spark. From back when I was gasoline and this old tattoo had brand new ink. And we didn't care what your mom would think about your name on my arm. Baby, is it spring or is it summer? sound or the beat of that drummer you hear sometimes late at night on your radio. Even though you're a million miles away, when you hit on in a USA, you relive those glory days so long ago. When you think about me, do you think about 17? Do you think about my OG? Think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday night. Springsteen.
For you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Oh man, you gotta watch where you're stepping around here.
to New York City. He's never heard of Conway Twitty. Don't know nothing about grits and greens. Never been south of Queens. But he flew down here on a business trip. I took him honky-tonking and that was it. He took to it like a pig to mud, like a cow to cud. We all got a hillbilly bone down deep inside. No matter where you're from, you just can't hide. And when the band starts banging and the fiddle saws, you can't help but hollering. Yeehaw! When you see them pretty little country queens, man, you gotta admit that it's in them jeans. Ain't nothing wrong, just getting on your hillbilly bone, ba bone, ba bone, bone. With a F-150 and a 30-06, I have a Bubba in the family tree to get on down with me. Yeah, Bubba, all you need is an open mind. If it fires you up, you gotta let it shine. When it feels so right that it can't be wrong, come on, come on, come on, you ain't alone. Songs. You can't help but hollering. Yeehaw! When you see them pretty little country queens, man, you gotta admit that it's in them jeans. Ain't nothing wrong, just getting on your hillbilly bone, ba bone, ba bone, starts banging and the fiddle saws. You can't help but hollering. Yeehaw! When you see them pretty little country queens, man, you gotta admit that it's in them jeans. Ain't nothing wrong, just getting on your hillbilly bone, ba bone, ba bone, bone. Hillbilly bone, ba bone, ba bone, bone. Hillbilly bone, ba bone, ba bone, bone. Hillbilly bone, ba bone, ba bone, bone.
Boy, I'd love to have that car, I whispered to my dad. I've always heard a Mustang flies. We could fix it up and make it new again. All it needs is just a little time. Dad is hardly ever home since Mama passed away. He's always working overtime. I know that he cannot afford to buy that car, even though he'd love to make it mine. It's not the car that I'm needing, just a chance to be with him. Know that once these days roll past us, they will never come again. So little time, and we spend way too much apart. There would always be a part of us together in that car. Finally let go of that dream, the time we could have shared. a distant memory. Until last fall, a call came saying Dad was gone. Could I come quick? He left a note for me. Buried Dad right next to Mom up on Crowley's Ridge. There I said my last goodbye. I opened up the note and found a set of keys. Here's your car, son. I hope it flies. It's not the car that you're needing, but it's my chance to be with you. I hope you understand I always did the best that I could do. So little time, we spent way too much apart. And there will always be part of us together in that car. There will always be a part of us together in that car.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It was a Friday night, no cover, but the cover band was sounding right. And there you were, just flirty, dancing by the neon sign. To fishing in the dark, you were reeling in my heart. Now look where we are. I'm hooked on kissing you, getting you turned on. Buzzing and loving on you all night long. Like a hit song on the radio, you already know the way. Still asleep and I can leave, but no way. This ain't a one-night flame kind of thing. Wanna wake you up, wanna press my luck and my lips on your cheek like I can't get enough, cause I'm hooked.